This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, today the Republican National Committee will release a report summarizing what went wrong for the GOP in last year's election. One thing the party has already decided to do is hire a chief technology officer, or CTO, to close the tech gap with Democrats. And they're starting their search in Silicon Valley, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
There are dozens, if not hundreds, of CTO candidates well-versed in social media and mobile platforms. But it may be tough to find one willing to give up a cushy corporate job and the salary that comes with it. Kathy Ulrich is an executive recruiter in San Mateo, California.
It depends on the size of the company, but you're talking, you know, 250,000 base and above.
Perhaps an even bigger hurdle?
We're going to want to find the Republican in Silicon Valley, right?
She's one, but there are two Democrats for every Republican there. Harper Reid was the CTO for President Obama's re-election campaign, and he says Democrats and Republicans had the same equipment and each spent millions of dollars on technology.
We knew we could not underestimate them.
So why did the Democrats' tech strategy prevail? Reid says it came down to personnel. There was a skills divide. The Republicans' new CTO will have to bridge that. And Reid has some advice for the opposition.
Hire someone very carefully that you know you can trust,
who buys into the party's mission, and maybe most challengingly, who's willing to move to Washington. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.